In the woods, in the sun, on a hot summer day, Bear feels an itching to head out and play. He goes to find Mouse, his littlest friend, but just as Big Bear heads round the bend, there's a clatter in the tree. Oh, what could it be? And the bear asks,
"Who?"
Bear calls,
"Is that Mouse who hides in the tree?"
But Mouse scurries up and squeaks, "It's not me!" Bear scratches his head.
"Who's hiding up there?"
Mouse shrugs his shoulders. "Perhaps it is Hare?" Mouse starts to shout, "Come out, friend! Come out!" And the bear asks,
"Who?"
Nobody answers.
"Who is it?"
asks Bear. They peek in the tree, but nobody's there. Bear cries,
"No one's here, but where did they go?"
Then Hare hops along and says, "Howdy ho! Something sped past, going fast, fast, fast!" And the bear asks,
"Who?"
Hare says, "Let's go follow to see what we see." Bear says,
"Is it Badger? Who else could it be?"
But there by a log with Gopher and Mole, Badger is peering into a deep hole. "Come look if you dare. There's someone down there." And the bear asks,
"Who?"
Here on Earth, we usually sleep at night and get out of bed when the sun comes up in the morning. However, an astronaut on the International Space Station doesn't sleep only at night, and the sun doesn't come up only once a day. When you are orbiting high above the Earth, traveling over 17,000 miles an hour, the sun rises every 90 minutes. What is the International Space Station? The International Space Station is a large spacecraft that orbits Earth. For many years, astronauts have lived and worked there. Many countries worked together to build this giant space laboratory. Including the solar panels, the space station is the size of a football field. It flies about 250 miles above Earth. That's over 30 times higher than most airplanes fly. At night, you might see the space station moving across the sky. From here on Earth, it looks like a bright star. Earlier space stations. Even before humans went into space, scientists started designing a space platform where astronauts could live and work. An early design looked like a big wheel, but it was never actually built. Russia built the first space station. It was called Salyut. It was launched in 1971. In 1973, the United States created Skylab, which stayed in orbit for 6 years. "I never cause trouble, Papa. You know that." I wasn't a rock thrown into a pond. I was a leaf that fluttered onto the water where even the breeze wouldn't notice me.
"And if anyone asks about school, tell them you are not interested."
I wasn't interested. I had enough to do to help around the farm. School could not offer me anything better than the life I already had.
"Also, if you should get lost, I can find my way home, Papa."
I wasn't allowed in the village, but in the daytime after I finished my chores, I sometimes wandered the forest behind our home, and I knew the trails well. My parents didn't know that, not even my father. Mama began stirring the stew again.
"If you want to go, then finish your chores."
I immediately grabbed a basket to gather the eggs and went outside, lingering in the doorway long enough to hear Mama's whispers to Papa.
"I think we're being watched. I passed a package to a woman in the market last week and felt a shiver run up my spine." The door closed behind me, but I froze in place there, unable to fully understand what I had just heard. Mama was not a bystander in my father's work. She was part of it. When she spoke to Papa of the risks and the danger, she was talking about her own safety, too. And now they were speaking of sharing their secrets with me. I had spent months trying to find out for myself, but suddenly I didn't want to know.